Blog Talk Radio.
Ilanga lishonile, Papa na mazibu yizinkomo zobaba.
Grand Rising with Shabaka and the Chase. The date of this episode is April 19th, 2024. And this is season 8, episode 29. We'll be discussing the current issues of the day as they unfold. Trump trials, election 24, political prisoner Mumia turns 70, and current issues affecting the black community. Please call in with your questions, comments, and concerns. The call-in number is 516-418-5996. Press 1 and you'll be live on there. And this episode, as always, is for those 18 years of age and over. And this is episode 29 of season 8. Okay, man, this episode will also be cast on the StreamYard, Facebook, and YouTube. Okay, man, we're going to go to our Denver studio. I'm coming to you from Sin City. Okay, we're going to Denver, Colorado. Grand Rising, Brother Che. Grand Rising, Grand Rising, Grand Rising. Okay, Brother Che.
Grand Rising, Shabaka. I'm having technical difficulties. I'm trying to get it together because it's like a serious echo. And they're saying on the StreamYard that they're having
Okay, so they're having technical difficulties on the StreamYard as well, too. Okay. Well, you know, let's see here. You know, they got some interesting things happening here in the news, as you know. Okay, man, let me get my itinerary right here, start my coffee to wake up and what have you. So therefore, ladies and gentlemen, you know, they have always are screwing with us because they don't like this truth. One of the things that we need to talk about this morning, ladies and gentlemen, is the current Middle East crisis is because, as you know, the Israelis had bombed a portion of Iraq yesterday, from what I understand. And then on top of it as well, too, we're going to be keeping you up on how that story unfolds. And then, of course, in this atomic age, artificial intelligence age and what have you, this could be extremely dangerous, ladies and gentlemen, is because you got so much fanaticism, as they call it, going on around the world. Then not to mention the fact, too, of how the continent of Africa, once again, is being exploited for its mineral resources and things of that nature right there. And then not to mention the fact of how us as a people here in the U.S., you know, we still are hating on each other and things of this nature right here. And so please give us a call here at 516-418-5996. Okay, Brother Chase saying he's having some technical difficulties. Okay, also, too, please follow us on Tweety Bird at Shabaka, capital EXP. And then also, too, ladies and gentlemen, we'll also be coming on Wednesday night. No, I'm sorry, at Tuesday night as well, too. And our time on Tuesdays, as you know, is 6 p.m. in the Pacific. Let's see. 7 p.m. Mountain Time, okay, and 8 p.m. Central Time, and then, of course, 9 p.m. in the East. Okay, so what's happening, ladies and gentlemen, you know, with all this crazy stuff that's going on in the world, you know what I mean, and you know, we just don't know what to do, folks. You know what I mean? And what I mean by that is, should we do something for ourselves, or should we still go here with this illusion of inclusion? You know, is the one thing that we got to ask ourselves. Also, too, we have the right to self-determination. okay, for black people worldwide, okay, is because everybody gets rich off of us, ladies and gentlemen, except us. And then, you know, we got this current self-hatred going on amongst ourselves. We are so divided, you know, it's pathetic. And then, of course, you get these other groups, OTBs, you know, trying
to...
Okay, you got it back on? Okay. And also, too, Brother Chaz, I was telling the audience, okay, is that we're going over the current situation with the Middle East self-determination for black people worldwide, the current dumpster situation. And when we say the dump, we mean that in human shit. And we want to be perfectly clear about that. And how can we build our own infrastructures, our own power grids, take care of ourselves agriculturally, through commerce and the medical services, okay? It's because, as you know, Brother Che, all the stuff that they're pulling on us with this experimentation and things of that nature right there, you know, how we're going to countermand that. Also, too, how we're going to countermand, you know, the problems that we have off in the inner cities where everybody else is getting rich off of us except us. Something is very, very wrong with that picture. And I don't get it, you know what I mean? And then it's kind of like as soon as we sit up here talking about doing for ourselves, man, you know, everybody wants to hate on us. So what are your comments on that there, Brother Che?
As far as people hating on us for wanting to do for self?
Yeah,
they don't
basically
want
I saw the... Yeah,
they
want exactly.
Depending on them, some days are over.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, of course, too, and then what's going on, man, you know, is you got all these sycophants in politics, okay, because, you know, the orange dude, man, you know, they finally impaneled the jury with him. You know what I'm saying? And by the way, one of our major commentators, Sarge, you know, he's absent with Outleave once again this morning, okay?
Yeah, where the hell is Sarge? I'm going to Sarge
held
with the Durson against Shabaka. Where the hell is Sarge at?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and then also, too, ladies and gentlemen, as we all know, that the remains of O.J. Simpson were cremated yesterday.
Yep, right where you're at, Shabaka.
Yeah, right here in Sin City, you know what I mean? And so, of course, you know, our hearts go out there to his loved ones and what have you. And he was the subject of last Friday. And then on top of that there too, ladies and gentlemen, you know, we just got to learn from previous mistakes. And the fact of the matter is that when it comes to self-determination, this isn't hatred. This is just mainly doing for self, you see, and every other group is out there doing for self. Now, our own building, our own infrastructures, we need our own power grids, our own agriculture, our own means of commerce and medical services, power grid, which is your lights and what have you. Okay, we have to control our own factors on that. Also, too, on water management, is because if you recall, ladies and gentlemen, they made a movie, oh man, this must have been about 40 years ago, called Three the Hard Way, and what the plot was is that they were trying to poison the black community through the water. And then as well, too, we do come on there as Tuesday nights at 6 p.m., you know, in the Pacific, 7 p.m. in the Mountain Time, and also, too, 9 p.m., in the east, okay? So on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain Time, 8 p.m. Central Time, and 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Okay, also to our political prisoner, Mumia Abu-Jamal turned 70, and current issues now affecting the black community. As we all know, that Mumia Abu-Jamal has been in prison for almost 50 years right now, who is a freelance photographer back in Philadelphia. And so then, of course, you know, is that you had at that time a guy by the name of John Edgar Hoover constantly referred to as Jed Gahoover.
He turns 70 on Wednesday, Shabaka, and then the anniversary of the move getting bombed is coming up next week as well.
I remember that was back in 1975. Yes, sir. Yeah, that was, 1985. Well, this is what happens, Brother Chad, you know, when you get old, you know what I'm saying? Your memory ain't what it used to be. And what it is, black families, this shit that they put in the food, you know, that fucks with us. Also, too, you know, is stuff that they are doing to the water and what have you. You'll say, I mean, look at Flint, Michigan, you know what I'm saying? Look at the water there. And keep in mind, a lot of your water systems are homing in on 100 years old right now, you see. And then, of course, you know, you got lead, mercury, all kind of shit off in it, you know what I'm saying? And then, of course, you know, bottled water, as what I use, you know, as I prepare my coffee here to wake up.
Yeah,
and then on top of it,
later. That bottled water, you got to watch out for that, too, Shabaka. It's best to get a filter.
Enlighten me. Yeah.
Basically, they're bottling tap water. So, but it's best to get the filter.
Oh man, you're kidding me.
Filter out the water like that. One of those. Filters. They have the ones that's like a lifetime. Long ones. The best ones to get.
Yeah.
Also, those filters, like the deep rocks.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So that's a bit, there's a venture for black business right there. You see? And what it is, people, is that we got to build up our own businesses and put our own people to work. Okay. It's because, you know, you got all these migrants coming in here with their bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And these black ass mayors, you know, I'm pretty much done with them, man. You know what I'm saying?
So speaking of black-ass mayors, the mayor of Kansas City, he wants to take on migrants that are here in Denver. He wants to bring them there.
Uh-huh.
If you live in KC, you might want to object to that shit. He's talking
about because
him and Johnson done partnered up and talking about, oh, I'll take the burden off you, Johnson. They can come
with KC. Okay, so once again,
invasion.
Oh yeah, so get ready for all your crime to go up. Get ready, you know, for a housing shortage. Get ready for a transportation shortage. You see what I mean? And whatever you do, black family, if they come knocking on your door, treat it as a home invasion robbery, because the way I'm hearing it is that they knocking up on people's door, you know, telling them to give them some money. And then, of course, a lot of these migrants, you see, are criminals. Now, where is Hyde and Biden at on that one? You see what I mean? And then also, too, we got to keep our cohesiveness going on, and then they did impanel a jury for the dump, as in human.
Wait, for what
shit.
Trial?
And we want to make that.
I heard. We want to make the principle clear. Which trial, Shabaka? Because I heard that one of them they were short like five jurors or something. They had kicked like five jurors off the jury.
Okay. Okay, from what I understand, they got all 12 right now, and that they're just working on the alternates. You know what I mean? You know, and of course, as you know,
because the one I heard supposed to be the grand jury. They're supposed to have 18, and they're down to 7 now.
Okay, all right. Because because he's on charges. This is in New York State of what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Yeah, the trial for him in New York State, you know what I mean? And then they're saying that the judge had already had to admonish the dump twice already to sit down and shut the fuck up. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
And And we do know about Bobby Seale with the Chicago 7 trial in 1969 in Chicago, Illinois, where Julius Hoffman had Mr. Seale bound and gagged.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And Bobby Seale, from what I understand, if memory, what's left of it serves me correct, was telling the judge that he did have a right to speak in his on his own behalf. You see what I'm saying? But it is what it is, you know what I mean? And stuff like that. So, therefore, ladies and gentlemen, you know, check us out on StreamYard as well, too. And also, too.
Right now on YouTube.
Mm. Yes, sir. Most definitely.
Have nobody in.
And follow.
Yes, Shabaka.
Okay. All right. Well, this is Grand Rising with Shabaka and the Chase. You know, we might get somebody to call in. And people, you know, were told and whatnot. And then also to our haters out there, is because we've got a couple of haters out there on Blog Talk as well, too. They're probably going
yeah.
all over the place. And don't call in to Shabaka's Black Expanse Enhanced, blah, 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 because they can't stand this heat. And then one thing that I refuse to do, and we know better, like people try to tell us, well, it was young, goddamn, even I saw yourselves in a slavery. See, one thing that you always have to remember about the white man, the European, he is always going to fix history and rewrite history to suit his own needs. Well, we made our mistake is when we first saw that stinking-ass savage who didn't know how to wash his ass and literally had to stand the distance of one city block to see what the hell he was there for, okay? That's where we made our mistake, okay? We should have ran his ass off, you see, then. But then we got
wall
infiltrated.
Up wall up.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you should have put a wall
yeah,
up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you see? And he slithers. He's slithery. You see, you know, just like out here in this damn desert. You know what I'm saying? You should have got a lot of slithery creatures out here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then on top of it is, well, too.
Oh, what creature slithers? A snake.
Okay. Yeah, I'm talking about a snake. And then what color is the snake on its belly?
White.
Precisely. Move to the head of the class, young man. You know what I'm saying? Absolutely. But, you know, what about all the other races, the Irish, the this, the that? That's not our concern, black family.
They got a million, if not a $1 billion worth of whiteness. That all that shit went out the window when we became classified as white, so I don't want to hear none of that shit. And they were confiscated for all of that, so I definitely don't want to hear none of that shit. And they took over the police, especially the goddamn Irish. They took over the police force and the unions. So I definitely don't want to hear none of that shit.
Yeah, exactly. You see, and then the cool part about it is in Atlanta, Georgia, when they started having black police officers, man, they didn't even allow them to carry guns.
They weren't allowed to carry guns, Shabaka, and they weren't allowed to arrest white people.
Precisely. So therefore, this white person, you know, at that time, folks, you know, could have been a wanted criminal. You see what I mean? But they don't. But they couldn't go out there and arrest them. You know what I mean? So there was always that, you know, Uncle Yasubos, Master Charlie type of shit. You know what I'm saying? And he still got this, and it's sickening. It really, really is sickening. And then also, too, another institution that really degraded us as well, too, was this place called Los Angeles, California, where you have Hollywood. You see what I mean? And then, too, is that Hollywood at that time, as I stated in previous podcasts, is that black people were not allowed to live in Hollywood until about 1964. And if you were caught in Hollywood at that time and before, you better have been somebody's maid, you know what I'm saying, or somebody's butler, chauffeur, you know, some type of menial shit, you know what I'm saying? And then also, too, ladies and gentlemen, we're hereby charged with desertion, okay, because he's been ordered, you know, to report for duty, and he hasn't done it. Okay, Sarge, we know you can't take the heat and what have you, you know, which is fine, which is great. which is beautiful because we don't sugarcoat it. We don't bite our tongue and things of that nature right there. You see?
And but it's always... Tuesday, Law Talk Radio was having technical difficulties, so we weren't able to get the dumpster supporters to call in.
You're right, and they could still call in. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, they could still call in, you know. And as a matter of fact, I'm going over here to Stinky Bird. All Trumpsters call in. Okay.
Why would you even bother voting for the dump? As in human
as
shit.
As in human shit. And we want to make that perfectly clear. You see, is because, you know, it's crazy. It's because let's look at all the people, you know, that get out there that went out and voted, believed in the institution of voting. You know what I'm saying? And and then they're disappointed. You know what I'm saying? So I'm putting a tweet up here on Stinky Bird that goes here, Grand Rising with Shabaka's and the Chase, all Trumpsters call in. Now, let's argue. You see what I'm saying? And I'm putting it just like that. You know what I mean? If somebody dares, you know, to come up here and get with this heat. You see what I mean? And so then, and according to here, the Stinky Bird, the boar, Elon Musk, he states, given the relentless attacks on free speech, I'm going to fund a national signature campaign in support of the First Amendment. That's funny. You know what I'm saying? And then...
Yeah,
it's
all good until we exercise our Second Amendment rights. And then all
Oh, yes, sir. Absolutely. And then also, too, you know, from one of our well-wishers, you know, she tweeted this morning, is that Rick Scott, the guy that committed the largest Medicare fraud in U.S. history and wants to get rid of Social Security, also wants to be reelected. So, in essence, when Republicans commit crimes, they want Americans to pay the price. Are you tired of paying the price? Yeah, okay. And then also, too, ladies and gentlemen, Brother Che, if you can, what's up with old MGT Marjorie Taylor Greene? What's the latest on her?
God, I need to recall her ass, too. That bothers beyond irritating. Oh, God.
Oh, yes, sir.
I don't know who's worse, also, her or fucking Bobart. They're both horrible.
They both are sacks of shit that need to be flushed down the toilet. And voters, when you go out there and vote them out of office. But the sad part about these individuals, when they go into the Congress, okay, they get a damn lifetime pension, you know, only doing 2 years worth of work. But then a lot of them keeps getting repaid and things of that nature. Right there, or I should say reelected or reselected, you know what I'm saying? And then also, too, here's something that's interesting, okay? A story that we came across that there was a young sister who went out on a date with a trashy-looking white dude who got her body killed and
had
her body dismembered. Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. And so much for integration, ladies and gentlemen. You know what I'm saying? They're going to integrate us right into the graveyard. Okay. All righty. And then also, too, a major contributor here. I'm not going to say his name, a stater, not a major contributor, a well-known personality. I'm not going to say his name because he's yet to call in and get with us. Okay. He states here that the minute a black woman accuses a white male of sexual assault, the black woman immediately gets investigated and criminalized. Okay. Very, very interesting. You know what I'm saying? And then on top of it as well, too, as we do know, ladies and gentlemen, in the story that recently has been developing, okay, Iran had got bombed by the Israelis yesterday. Okay, and only God knows how that's gonna go. You see what I mean?
Yeah, it was after Iran had bombed Israel. But yeah, Israel always playing a victim. Oh wow, why did they attack us? What did we do to deserve this and all that bullshit?
Yeah, exactly. You see, and this is the part, you know, that I find very, very interesting. They got all this money here, you know, for Israel. But however, it doesn't want to give up reparations to us. And then also, okay, run that by me again, Brother Che.
What is the amount up to now?
Oh, $750 trillion in tangibles. You know what I'm saying? And then here we got another platform here, the largest black-owned media curation platform, gives you the latest on black news and much more. And they want you to give them Cash App and what have you. You see what I'm saying? And then also, too, ladies and gentlemen, we are asking for donations here to keep Shabaka's Black Experience enhanced and Grand Rising with the Chaves and Frontline Black News afloat. So therefore, ladies and gentlemen, you know, you could inbox us on our like page on Facebook called Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, and we'll give you the details, you know, to make a donation to our platforms, because we're maintaining three of them, okay? And we need the community's help. Okay, is because, you know, we're in our eighth season right now and what have you, you see. And then, of course, everybody
I haven't muted. Hold on, Shabaka. Lady Che is on the stream line. We know she was here. I'm sorry, Lady Che. I had muted because it was echoing so much. I was trying to get it together. Okay. So let's hear what Lady
Okay, or she can call in to okay. Okay, or she can call in directly to the show. Now, also to another tweet is AOC better than MDMTG. So therefore, we all know who AOC is, and we also know who MTG is. Okay, so they got some clickbait going on Stinky Bird this morning. You know what I'm saying? Okay, and then also, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to start.
Lady Chase is going to call in, Shabaka.
Okay, and then we're also, too, going to try to start marketing some merchandise for these platforms as well, too.
Shabaka, hold
on. Okay.
Shabaka, hold on. Go ahead, Lady Chase. Her phone keeps overheating.
Okay, so therefore, she got to get it onto some ice, you know, like she was saying, is because, you know, they got a lot of activity going on over this net. And also, too, recently, ladies and gentlemen, you know, we had burned up
that's why I can't hear you.
Yeah.
You know, but I couldn't hear you then,
okay.
Can you hear
No, I can't hear Lady Che. And then here's another tweet on Stinky Bird showing LeBron James off here wearing a dress and carrying a lavender-colored handbag. I mean, what is this? Okay, now, somebody's Satan's stating here on Tweety Bird, should Marjorie Taylor Greene be immediately removed from Congress for being an agent of Putin and outed as a traitor to America? Me, personally, ladies and gentlemen, I don't give a good damn what they do with this broad. It's for the simple fact that ain't going to benefit us at all. You see what I'm saying? You know, so we got to look for things that's benefiting us. You know what I mean? And then And then we got another tweet that we're seeing here, and also two people, you know, unless you're affiliated with us, we're not going to say your names, but we're just going to read the tweets, okay? Ships crashing in the bridges have caused 35-plus bridges to collapse and 350-plus fatalities since 1960. Why does it continue? Okay.
Because the infrastructure in this country, 80% of the infrastructure in this country is
F. Okay, say that again, Brother Chad.
What happened?
Okay, could you?
80% of the country's infrastructure is effed off. That means the highways, the bridges, the railways, the rail bridges, all that stuff is effed off. Because they've been sending all this damn money overseas for all these goddamn years and not investing in what's at home. That's why I don't like the dump, but I do agree with him with that. America has to start producing our own shit. America has to start fucking focusing on America first. And stop all this damn foreign aid all overseas and investing, you know, the actual country itself.
Yes, sir. And then not to mention the fact is that all these industrial powers go to one continent to get their raw materials. And, of course, we know what continent that is. You see what I mean? And then also, too, ladies and gentlemen, you know, we're going to check our chat room for hate mail. Okay, so far.
Lady K's going to direct connect in. I told her she could direct connect into the show. So supposedly direct connecting into the show since her phone keeps overheating. It was supposed to have dropped her off a new phone at my place this week, and it still hasn't come. So hopefully it comes today.
Okay, and so far we don't have any hate mail in the chat room. And then also, too, the hashtags this morning's election 2024, Donald Dump, State of New York, iTunes, Spotify, Spreaker, City of Denver, City of Chicago. Okay, so therefore, you know, it's just very, very interesting, ladies and gentlemen, you know, how, you know, these black-ass politicians are not doing shit for the black community.
And then when you do want to do something for the black community, so-called black community, they want to vilify you and try to shit on you like they did me with my marriage race. And now they're probably going to try to do with this HD8 race. Because, like I said, I'm the only black person on the ballot, and it's a predominantly black district. And these coon-ass black defense is going to be, he's against this and he's against that. Well, at least you know where the fuck I stand. Unlike these other motherfuckers where anything goes.
Yeah.
They just change with the weather.
Yeah, sir. You know
what I'm
saying?
Jeff Smart yesterday. He was like, I thought he was about to have a heart attack.
And then the cold part about it is, people, is that they don't want us, you know, to be self-sufficient is because every damn body else is making money up off of us. You see what I'm saying? And then also, too, ladies and gentlemen, another thing that we're going to start doing on our Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced Life page, for those of you who keep spamming us, what we're doing is you're not asking us, you know, for no permission. Okay, so therefore, so what we're going to do is that we're going to start, you know, deleting your stuff. You see what I mean? And it's because we're trying to stay alive and make some money as well, too, you see. But you all keep coming up on our walls, putting bullshit up on your our walls, you know.
If it's not reciprocated, then you have to go.
That's it.
Lady Dizzle. With Liberty Minded Media, the Outlaws, People's News Network, and a select few others. But the rest of y'all got to go. If y'all not going to reciprocate it. Okay, Lady Chase is called in.
Okay, all right. And what's on my
mind? With Lady Chase. Thank you for tapping in. Square Rise and Mr. Buck.
Hey,
Both of
you. Like, I've been calling you for like 10 minutes,
Jesse.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes,
we can hear you.
You're echoey, and you're like 5 minutes behind. You're lagging, okay? Lagging.
It's not me that's lagging.
Whatever, man. It's
Love
the internet.
Talk
is dragging. Okay?
Yeah.
It's echoing and dragging.
Echoing. I know because I have it on
mute. Well, we'll figure it out, Jesse. But both of you are lagging by 4 minutes, five. And on two separate conversations. You feel me? So don't talk. Don't say nothing. Just hear me out. Both of you are lagging. Hear me out. Don't say nothing. Because as soon as you say something, it's like you are immediate pushback. Okay? You're like having two separate conversations. Both
you're echoing, lady.
So
okay, I can hear it.
Like a one thing, he's talking on one thing and just talking, and you just talking about something completely different. It's like it's weird. Okay? It's weird for the viewers. Let's say I'm the viewer. It's weird. It's frustrating as fuck. Stop it. Okay? And Jeff, why did you do that? Like, what part of the conversation did we have yesterday where I was like, don't do anything yet? And you have to go. You just don't know how to behave yourself. It's like, don't do nothing yet. Now I got to find out what you said to, weird face. When I told you, you told me not to send it. But there you go. So, why you don't listen? Because you see how they drug us, right? And we weren't, you gotta be a little prepared. I know you weren't prepared. I just know because you don't listen. So I know you weren't prepared. So then you just go add fuel to the fire. Like what part of it let's
prepare
clean the shit
what?
Up better than it was?
I wasn't
right?
on the damn
the
show.
Dragging it
I wasn't on the show. Why are you bringing this up on Blog Talk
because
Radio?
Because I didn't know. Because I didn't
there's
know you
with, there's nothing
I
to
know
do with
you
the
already.
Show. But this is very dysfunctional.
The topic, okay, well, you should have talked about it then. How about that?
I brought it up because the Baca
anyway,
was
Mr.
about the Pakistan black politicians. That's the reason why I
Mr.
brought
House
it up.
Representative? Yeah, okay, well, I don't know why you did, because apparently what did we talk about before that? It's a big thing, you know?
Lady Che, please
stay
on
topic.
Oh,
talk about that one.
We're talking about the current events of the day.
What is the topic? Because Trump's I think you're just running current events at Twitter.
Election 2024. If you would read, you would know what the topic is.
I didn't
is.
Have to read. I was listening.
Okay.
And I don't read. You want me to read?
What do you have to talking. Add to the conversation, Lady Chan?
Well, that was what it was. That was the first part. And y'all were just talking current events, so, or whatever you were reading on the computer screen, like random shit. So you tell me what the topic is, because that's
not
what I'm talking
about.
It really was.
No,
what was you reading?
Okay, I was just reading. Title, the show description here on season 8, episode 29, where we'll be discussing the current issues of the day as they unfold: Trump crisis, election 24, our political prisoner Mumia Abu-Jamal turns 70. He just turned 70. And also, too, is this situation in Iraq, you know, that's unfolding as well, too, you see?
I put in my resume, that's the current event.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put my speaker on because I'm pressing buttons with my face. I apologize. Good morning, Grand Rising.
Grand Rising.
So I ain't got a current event. I ain't talking to you no more, cuz. I ain't got no current events. Because I've been watching movies, I've been sick, one eye is really working. I was kind of excited, I thought today was going to be a good day, apparently I was wrong. I ain't got nothing good going on, I don't even know what's going on really. I haven't really looked at the internet or read anything. I just got done watching, the Clone Tyrone, again, that was pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, man, you know, the message at the end of it was like, I had to rewind it like three times. I was like, God damn, you know, that's heavy. That's all I've been doing, chilling, really. I was like, actually, what I did was I was waiting to see if Judge was coming, but now I forgot it was Friday, too. It happens to me every Friday, so I forgot it was
mm-hmm.
Friday. So, you know,
yeah.
And I listen to y'all, yeah. It's like, I'm listening to it. I can't get it. Nobody can hear me on the StreamYard. Just like hollering at nothing. And then, but like, that's like so weird. It's like, it's not weird. It's just super motherfucking aggravating. And then, it's like, it's so weird on the conversation. Like, I bet if I listen to it now, it's evened out. right? But it was like two different conversations, 4 minutes apart, and like 2 minutes apart from each other. You feel me? So I was like, mm-hmm. man, you're making me heat up the phone. So I call y'all to make y'all stop, put it together, check Jesse, and then go back in the break. And I didn't want to do any of that. I was just like, I don't want to do none of that. I just have to say, though, I was like, I thought, I'm sorry, I'll bring it right back. Because me and Jesse had this conversation in the morning about something else. I took a pause on what I was working on, and I thought he was going to mm-hmm. pause on that, too. Apparently not. So I was like, man, I wish somebody would communicate with me. I wish anybody would just communicate with me, because it's like, I feel like I'm going to have to fix something late, like here in the next couple of days. And nobody gave me a warning to prepare myself for it. There's going to be some damage control that Brandy's going to have to do. Because it's all fucked up. I just feel it coming. I'm bored, man. Woke up bored. And I don't know. I don't know what's going on in the news. I feel like I should look, but I'm almost afraid to turn on the internet. I mean, I'm on the internet. I'm almost afraid to look at current events. I'm almost afraid. is your friend still coming? Jay, is our homeboy still coming, Jesse?
He's coming, but he's not coming today.
No. I sent him a message too. How come I can't know? So you love everybody.
Well, anyway. And anyway, too, ladies.
Damn it! How come nobody told me?
I told you.
Damn it, Shabaka! You, Jesse, everybody in like an inner circle. And motherfucker over here on the outs, but don't know those on the outs.
mm-hmm.
What's in the news, man?
Right when you chimed in, we were talking about Iran bombing Israel, and Israel just retaliated and bombed Iran.
I ain't knowing. What's going on with that? Are we supposed to care? As over here in the United States, or like, what's on you? This sounds kind of like whatever, you know what I mean? Like, There's always fighting going on over
there. Well, they've been fighting, you know, over there about for the last 2,000 years, Lady J.
That's
you see what I'm saying?
See?
Yeah.
That is new news.
Yeah. And that's what it is. And then on top of it, too, you say is that they want to keep us separated, you know, amongst ourselves, you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then we definitely want to give a shout out there to Sister Dr. Truth Bay. Also too, we want to
mm-hmm.
Give a shout out there you know, to El Christina my aunt, you know what I'm saying, you know,
hey,
who's doing
Shabaka.
Good things. Yeah,
can you tell the Sheik can you tell him that I can't accept the friend request because he got too many friends. He won't allow me to accept him.
Oh, okay. So he's at the 5,000 friends limit.
Yeah. I've been trying
okay,
to tell
yeah,
him. I can't even leave a message for him on his board.
Okay.
But I did accept Dynamites and all them, but I can't get the Sheik's. He sent me like three requests, but I can't even message him to let him know. Then you got like too many friends. Okay, you got to boot a couple out or something.
Okay.
He's got to boot one out.
Another
one.
Page, what do you say? You have like four
I'm
pages.
Not knowing. I'm out the circle, remember? I'm out the circle.
I'm trying to tell you if you would listen. I had another page. He sent me a friend. I don't know if it was his actual page or him.
I know
what.
Him. So, you know, mm-hmm. somebody's a celebrity, and I'm just out the loop. Anywho, it's not unusual, Shabaka, that one fought around over there and they fighting now. I just want to know, like, how much effect is that going to be on us over here in the United States in jest? And then what's the real effect going to be to black folks over here?
Mm-hmm.
It always backfires and we always end up eating some of that somehow, like price is going to go up on this or, you know, price of oil or gas or whatever the fuck is going on over there. You know, it's always some kind of backlash. But I want to know what kind of negative effect is it going to have on the United States? Because, you know, we can't stay out of shit. And what is it really going to be for Black America?
Okay, well, what it is, Lady J. Okay, what we have to do is we have to develop a cohesiveness amongst ourselves. Okay,
mm-hmm.
because in the 60s, you know, they were emphasizing that. And then what is happening is, you know, they're coming in with this all-inclusive shit. You see what I mean? And what's happening
mm-hmm.
is that everybody is getting paid except us. You know what I mean? And then,
well,
of course,
say,
we will definitely want to
talk about it. If you let them talk about it, Shmugga, like maybe about 2 months ago, on that one last reparations, like, update. I think it was about 2 months ago. I'd have to check back with Dr. Trupe. The way I figured out, the way they were talking, and I was doing the math, the black math, y'all, is basically going to take the way they want to take, the way they were, like, giving up answers, feels like it's going to take, like, 10 years. And the reason I say that is if you do the, like, think about it, black math, right? Black math. They're like, you know, we got this big deficit, the American deficit, and Newsom's in there. We got to wait till Newsom's done. That's another 3 years. And then we got to get the white folk on code with us or, you know, to understand about what we're doing this. And then it's going to be another 5 years. So they're like 10. Like, you know what I mean? So it's ultimately like 8 to 10 years. If you really listen to the whole thing and do the math, that's what they were talking about. I was like, fuck, that's unreal. I feel like there's a better way and a quicker way.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that for it to be lineage-based, hold on. So, yes and no. The only way it's going to be lineage-based, you have to make sure it's lineage-based because then that means everybody and their mama could get it, right? Anybody can say they're black and they're from their lineage, whatever, right? So you got to be able, that's going to be the hard part. I think that's going to be the most time-consuming because even if it said today, let's say today they said, everybody get reparations. Everybody going to be like, yay, right? But however, only certain people who are ready, who are prepared, who could go in and submit their work, you know what I mean, could be able to get it because then they could trace it back. But at that point, that's probably going to be the only holdup, really, is the lineage base, and they're fact-checking the shit. You know, you feel me?
I
feel like. Go ahead.
Okay. Could you specify lineage base, please?
Lineage base. Like you qualify, Jesse qualify, and part of me qualifies, right? That we
mm-hmm.
trace our shit back to chattel slavery.
We traced ours all the way back to 1840 Alabama. Yeah, that
mm-hmm.
we did do. You
yeah,
see
so
what I mean?
There, there, right there, you good, right? You
mm-hmm.
good,
mm-hmm.
Jesse good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on my journey of figuring it out, the numbers and whatnot, because I'm like an orphan down there, right? So I only got
mm-hmm.
certain, like, one part of information, and the other part I got to fucking do deep dives with. It's really difficult for me because I just have a name, and then I got to go look up shit because I was explaining to Jesse, I'm you know when you say robbed of generational wealth, right?
Mm-hmm.
I Brandy Marie Majors, a.k.a. Seduction by Lady J, Brandy Marie Majors has been robbed of generational wealth twice.
Mm-hmm.
Twice in my 44 years of life, right?
Mm-hmm.
My daddy was killed. My daddy died. Okay, he wasn't killed. He was hit. He was on his motorcycle. He was hit in L.A. in the middle of like, the four cities, and his brain swelled up because he got hit, right? So he was in a coma for like the last remaining part of my mama's pregnancy. So when he died,
wow.
Right? My daddy was in the military, and my daddy had a good job at Bell. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So he had his military stuff left. He's only like 22 years old when my daddy died.
Mm.
You see? He's still a young man.
Wow.
So he was in the military. Because at the time, you know, you fucking up, you could either go to jail the juvenile or go to the military.
Right.
Pick one, right? So
yeah.
You go to the military,
yeah,
with the man that raised me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Same man, his family raised my daddy.
Okay.
So my family, or my brother's family, right? My brother's
mm-hmm.
family is Chicanos. My dad
mm-hmm.
is black and Mexican, or black, black and Indian or some shit like that, right? And he raised them over there to think they were like Hispanic. So he was thinking
mm-hmm.
he was Hispanic. And nobody ever stopped him.
Mm-hmm.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
But he's not.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that you can't, you know, it was wrong then, or it's weird, or I don't know what the fuck you want to say, but, you know, you didn't get a lot of, you're black.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 60, you know, 55, 60. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's still difficult. So if you get on this box, you check in this
mm-hmm.
box, in this box, race, think you're something else, right? Well, anyway, I got two sets of grandparents on my father's side, right?
Mm-hmm.
Got maternal, okay? So,
mm-hmm.
and when my father dies, his mother has been dead.
mm-hmm.
So there's only one man left. And that's his father, right? His father's a degenerate. Got his mama
mm-hmm.
killed, right? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
No. So from this point on, this is where the wealth, when my daddy dies, the money that my dad had in his, so it is for his job, right? All his insurance, everything that he had, it would go
mm-hmm.
to the next heir, to his next kin, me.
Mm-hmm.
The money from his military stuff, right, would come to me. I'm this brand new baby, okay? There's a lot of
mm-hmm.
money at that time, $44,000, okay? I'm born in
mm-hmm.
1980. That's a lot
right.
of motherfucking money, okay?
Yeah.
So it goes to my mama because my mama turns into a beneficiary.
Mm-hmm.
So the infighting amongst the father of my father.
Yeah.
To my mother, kidnapped
mm-hmm.
2 weeks, hold the captive so he could get this money. So she ended up having to split it, right? She didn't
mm-hmm.
think ahead to put a lien on the motherfucker to hit my father. He lives in a million dollar mansion. White boy, small car, whatever. You hear me? He hit him.
Mm-hmm.
He put everything in his mother's name, you know, bummy or white people are, right? He don't want to have no assets. So, you know, she didn't think
mm-hmm.
he had to put liens on his shit. But
mm-hmm.
that would be more money, right? So
$44,000,
split that in half, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's one part. So she's supposed to just hold on to it, okay? So that's my money.
Mm-hmm.
She ended up saying what she says she uses to take care of us, right? Now, I could say, okay, maybe that's so. Maybe that is true. But my mama had her own money she don't want to talk about, right? So I'm like, all right, whatever. Now, my daddy apparently had a plan for when I was supposed to be born. She said, skip that shit, right? All right, cool. I go home with the man that raised me, is like, you know, best buddies, whatever. Go with him. 10, 11 years later, right? 12 years later.
Mm-hmm.
I end up going into the system. Neither one of them come get me out, right? So I'm
mm-hmm.
in the foster care system. I become a ward of the state. Now, before I went into the system, why is that, right? You know, I remember saying, I'm running up the plantation, right? Well, this motherfucker right here runs off the plantation. You ain't going to be beating on me. I'm going to run off, right? So I'm going to, like, in the records, from, like, 7 to 12, I'm a habitual runaway, okay? Religiously, right? So some shit happened at the crib. Really bad. I mean, he ends up sending me to school. I'm all fucked up. The police come, whatever, they end up taking me to the fucking, into the system, right? Supposed to respect, well, then we go to 18. 18, I'm out. I go to Social Security. I'm like, man, so what's up with this bread? I know there's some bread left. Now I can go to school because they wouldn't let me go to school, right? They wouldn't let me go to school. Keep in mind, 12 to fucking 18, there's a big gap of education, right? I was not knowing. I can't go to school, right? I don't have no options. I'm like, maybe I'll go to school now. Maybe he knows there's some bread left. I can go to school. Mother, so now you're a ward of the state, right? That means there's a,
mm-hmm.
there's something in there saying, this money's in here. It's supposed to cover me, right? So yeah. At 12, that means that money's supposed to stop coming to this broad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm now a ward of the state. That means Social Security mm-hmm. ain't got to break these checks off this broad no more for me, right? Because she didn't get no lump sum. Mm-hmm. It's in there. It's supposed to be delved out by every year, you know? So I'm like, all right, cool. So maybe it gathered interest. I don't know. I don't know nothing because no one want to teach me shit about banking. Nobody want to teach me about interest or anything like that. I'm just thinking maybe I got something left, like 5-10 racks. You know, maybe I could do something with that. Now, keep in mind, it is 1998, right? Social Security
mm-hmm.
say, nope, you don't got nothing. There's no survivor
mm-hmm.
benefits left. There's no pension or insurance for your father left. That's it. It's gone. It went to your beneficiary. I said, what? I said, for what? Why? I said, I'm a ward of the state. How could you be my beneficiary? She left me. I'm a ward of the state. Clear. It's legal. I'm a ward of the state. That means, like, you're fucking property of the state, like a prisoner. You know? I'm an inmate of Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a prisoner now. No
mm-hmm.
more prisoner of L.A., but a prisoner of Colorado, right? I'm an inmate.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you're talking about. I belong to the state. They're like, no.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have anything here. I'm sorry, but your father's inheritance, or for your father, what your father left you, he left his heir, meaning you, is gone. All right.
Mm-hmm.
That's devastating. It happens again.
Yeah.
One more time. Same
mm-hmm.
situation. One more time. Same amount of money. Didn't even know. Right? So I could have went to school. They would have did the right thing by me, meaning they would have stopped it when I went in the system. I would have a little bread, right? I could have went to school. Could have been something. So no. So what happens is when you put a kid in the system and you don't give them no reason, you don't teach them, they out there just have to get it how they get it, right? So they turn into what you consider degenerate, right? And it's
mm-hmm.
real bad, so they can't get nothing. If they couldn't get adopted, they get treated like all the other little black girls and black boys, right? Because little white girls and white boys get adopted. They get just be in one
mm-hmm.
foster home and get adopted. You motherfuckers like me, we going into juvie. We're going to do Job Corps, boot camp, or something else. We out in the street, you know what I mean? And we end up being bad, and sometimes it's a revolving cycle. I don't know how these other motherfuckers can be like me and then push themselves out of it, because I had to see it. Then I'd be like, man, like the Jesse, right? Jesse, like, oh, a little older than me, or you a little younger than me, but he had a whole life. You feel me? And it was like,
mm-hmm.
oh, look, he want to do something. He looked like me. Well, not like me, but, you know. He looks like the type I like. You know what I mean? He's in the same neighborhood. But it is, he has goals, ambition. He went to school. He got a little bachelor's degrees, whatever, right? And he talked better than I do. Then people like him, but he don't like them. And he wants to do stuff that I've never could fathom, because I'm more like on the black character, like, fuck the man, you know what I mean? Or I'm like on that side. The man's fucking us up, because that's what I saw.
Mm-hmm.
And they never gave him up. My mother's white. You dig? Because
mm-hmm.
she's European. So they let this broad take something from my father and keep it and do whatever with it. And she had her own money. She had her own money. You feel me? And she had money
mm-hmm.
when she had money the whole time until she had abandoned us. We're at home. She left. Me and my brother were like 10. Because she's gone for 2 motherfucking years before I leave. And she still don't come get me. You know what I mean? So it's like, for me, trying to get what is owed, I have to not only, you know, say only halfway, right? I don't listen
mm-hmm.
to nothing. First of all, this is just a test for me, right? Because I don't really give a fuck about it. I didn't. This is more like I have to prove something. Like, because they were fucking with me about other shit. I don't really give a fuck about that for me. For you, yes, because it's an old fucking blood debt, okay? It's a fucking old blood debt. Been paying black taxes for fucking generations. They never fucking came correct. They continuously steal from black people in all kind of ways. Any fucking way you think, they are taking something from you. Okay, you know what I mean? Every fucking day. All goddamn day long. right? Mm-hmm. And even if let's say the fucking message, even if it's halfway, that's why up here in Vince is taking shit from me all goddamn day, right? So I see it like this. When I'm looking at it, I got to trace my father's side from both sides of his parents. Really, it's his mother's side is more interesting, right? His mother's side is more interesting. They only come in two shades, light and dark. You know what I mean? So I got to go on that side, trace my father's side all the way back, all the way through the Louisiana stuff, like this way down, right? Which is kind of makes me wonder. Kind of got some 10 little pieces of verbal information. Chewbacca, I have to piece together a 44 fucking years of life that I was cheated out of. Then got to piece together this man's last 22 motherfucking years on earth, where his mama wasn't even here. Trace that back. You feel me? That's a lot of fucking work. And I'm just getting started because really I'm just like, man, I didn't really want to. I didn't want to because the man's been gone for 44 years and no one wants to talk about it except to tell me, you know, the one person that could tell me, two people, right? My mother never said it's her business in that. So you got people like me going to want to have to do reparations. But keep in mind, you know how many motherfuckers black people are in the system? And they've been in the system since they were young, like jail, you know what I mean? Till now.
Mm-hmm.
And they try to do their what is owed to them, not only time, but money. Can you take it?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be forever. It's going to be hard for us to find our paperwork. Because if we want to pursue that, we'd do that, right? But they got to be able to trace it back. And now where everything's so manipulative, unless you have family, like I know Jesse do, unless you have some sort of physical motherfucking anything, like in your hand already, you have to fight all kinds of shit. I think that's a little paranoia right there. Is AI fucking up everything? Then tested.
No, AI is dangerous.
Are like,
and plus that, we have
dangerous.
An unknown caller calling in.
So, yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah. We have an unknown caller calling in. Okay, just press 1, and we'd be more than happy to bring you on the air. Okay, and I'm wondering if this is Sarge or not.
Oh, God.
Okay. Unknown caller. Is this Sarge by any chance?
Yeah, I hate to disappoint you, but it's not Sarge.
I
couldn't go ahead and stoop that low and be like Sarge mentioned. I hate to disappoint
you. That's right.
Chef Rob, what's happening with you? Good morning to you from Sin City,
right?
Man.
Yeah, good morning, brother.
Anywhere, brother.
Oh, I'm hanging
anywhere.
In there.
Blog Talk got some act right today, Chef Rob.
Oh, man.
For once. Yeah, they got some act right today.
Let's take advantage of it because it ain't going to last. I sent him a little note.
I sent them a letter
and sent them a note and letting them know also I got it. My account go back to 2008. Why am I still having problems? What is wrong with y'all?
Right.
So,
what you gotta get back?
So y'all owe me some stuff, but I've been in and out, so I'm trying to understand it. Let me get some pushback on something. You said AI is dangerous, right?
Let me explain that real fast. AI is dangerous when people use it in nefarious purposes.
Hold on, sister. Before I became a chef, before I studied, and before I go ahead and picked up any coloring book, what I was into was going ahead and being a programmer and a systems analyst.
Mm-hmm.
That's
not dangerous. You use it for your purposes.
But here's the thing. I kind of disagree. It's just a person who program it, and we need to learn how to go ahead and do put the little keys into it to track that down it's like an anti-system. Okay, we need to go ahead and be able to go ahead and fight back with it. so because if it's just going mm-hmm. down that one street, they're controlling that street. So it has to be a two-way
right.
street. It has to be a pushback mm-hmm. where we go ahead and we be like, okay, if you did this, how do we counter that? And that's what we
right.
need to be working on. So, because if we just go ahead
yep.
and allow these individuals to do what they're doing, then, hey, look, we ain't their mercy.
Yes,
yeah, exactly,
and
Chef Bob. That's why we got to build our own infrastructures.
I was almost finished where I was going with that. When I was referring to this, you know, them DNA tests, right? Them 21 and ups and whatever. There was a time where you could probably trusted that. There was a time, like, right when they first, you know, came out, you could probably trusted it. The reason I say that, my brother, is that for me, for, like, a living, I don't think if I could even have experience with my own eyes or, you know what I mean? I wouldn't just say something that, like, I don't do conspiracy theory. I like doing some detective work, but I ain't no conspirator. But I have a condition, a genetic condition, right? And it affected me. One time, a doctor had just figured it out. He saw me, figured it out, told me about it. I didn't know because no one knew. No one touched me about anything. So it was like I was in my 30s, yeah? So he said, oh, that's right? I said, oh, yeah, well, let me know. It's a geneticist, right? So I went in there. He said, I had never seen a living person with this type of condition, and you only got a part of it, but let me check it out. You know, I sat there, you know, he did took a little blood work, did a couple things, pulled my numbers, right? The geneticist, okay? Now, I know my codes and everything, right? Okay, now, when you go do the 21 and up, 21 numbers, right, keep in mind, if you ever been in jail on a felony, they swab your mouth, okay? That's your genetics is right there. Every time, your fingerprints. Once they get you with a swab or you do anything really foul and they got, you know, samples or whatever, you're fucked. You're really fucked, okay? So I was like, you know, I'm piecing it all together. I saw our friends, right? I saw something that you could trust them. That they said, you know, in the beginning when they came out to make your tree, your ancestry tree, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you were pinging off of shit, you might have been able to trust it. But now I'm thinking... Because
no,
like,
you can't trust it. You
shit.
Can't trust it.
You can't trust it.
Okay, you're talking about... Okay, you talking
something right now, right?
Okay,
so
but let it
check. Like $5... Hold on a second. Order for like the $5 Indians, right? Because they got to qualify, right? So they can also... There's some people that can't even qualify. For example, I got a brother. He can qualify. But if you let him do the test, it'll show that he doesn't qualify. Okay, even though his native tribal blood, so you might go in my app, brother, native tribal blood has been one of those five fucking categories. But
okay.
They say he doesn't qualify, right? There's
okay.
people that are, they know they're black, but they come out, their numbers are weird. You ever seen that?
Okay, but you got to understand something, Lady Che, about
that's
Skip Gates. Who came up with that Ancestry.com, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed from my research about old Henry Louis Gates or Skip Gates or whatever, I noticed that he places the quote-unquote ancestry on anything other than African blood, you see, so therefore that there's a form of self-hatred. So it's pretty much like a Larry Elder's type of individual with that. It's because I've seen a show of his, you know, where he was coming up here, I guess he was going after well-known personalities, right? Okay, and so therefore he's going after well-known personalities, okay, but at the same token, he's telling them that they're this, they're that, other than African. You see what I mean? Now, to quote Brother Paris, where he's right about, you got a lot of these tethers over there due to neocolonialism. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, they tried to separate themselves from us, you know, throughout the diaspora. Okay. Now, the rape and slave trade and pedophile has got to be called on the carpet for what he was. You see what I'm saying? Now, does that constitute an ancestry? Yes, it's because you're still qualified for the auction block. You're still qualified, you know, being bought and sold. You're still qualified for
being
branded.
Yes, on the appearance, right? That's what leads to this, on the appearance, right? And that's where this also leads to. You know, like, you know how, y'all have seen it with me, right? Where it has to get so fucking, so with me, to, you know, defending myself, right? I'm trying to get out of it, trying to retrain myself, right? you know, because of the colorism and the fact that I'm ambiguous looking, ambiguous looks, right? That's what, shout out to Black Light Revelations, light skin, bro. He said we look ambiguous, right? That means we could fit into any nation or any ethnicity, right? It don't matter what.
Well, see, Lady Che, as I stated before, and I'm sure Chef Rob will agree with me on this, okay? There was a motion picture they made in the year 1957 called Band of Angels with Clark Gable in it. And then there was a woman in there by the name of Yvonne DiCarlo, okay, that played it in as well, too. And what it was that she was raised by her father, the white man, but she had always had asked, well, why is her mother buried over here in a separate cemetery as opposed to the common family plot? So then what had happened was creditors had came up, okay, that her father owed, and they said, we want the land, and we want all the slaves as well, too. And then this chick here is grabbed and thrown into the back of a wagon, taken off, you know, to the auction block. You see what I mean? You see? Yes. So
what I'm saying, Chewbacca, with that is that, and this is I'm just throwing this out there, only for the simple fact that, you know, we might have to prepare a little bit, because it is a little bit of a struggle to just even get to think about it, right? But just to prepare ourselves to really be on guard with that, because if you can eventually get your paperwork right without, you know, by however the means you have to go through. I already picked my person I would like to save my money for. You know what I mean? So they'll go ahead and do that deep dive for me. But I would say that this, not only do you got to be prepared for that, but, you know, it's the argument of it, because, you know, I want to be prepared all the way around, so there's no stumbling, because I have a problem with that, I would call it. And everything's an obstacle, you know what I mean? And I don't want our people to have an obstacle when it's time, because we're putting in this work, when it's time to go ahead and get in line, submit your shit, and they got to do their work. You know, I don't want anybody to have any fucking obstacle. So this is just like a brainstorming thought. I want to be able to have it, because, you know, motherfuckers look at me, and it immediately, if it's us, it immediately, they could either see it or they don't. And they'll give it the fuckery when they don't until like 10 minutes in. And then when those people that see me, and then it's all good. You know what I mean? Everything's right, right? And I say they see me, you know? But I want our people to have that proper preparation on any level, even if it don't come up. Better prepared, you know, better equipped.
Can I say something real quick?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, Chef Ra.
Yo, one thing.
You make me nervous, Chef Ra.
One thing, I can hear what you're saying, but, you know, every time, you know, it's a lot of us trying to organize something, put together something. You're always going to have some opposition. And one thing I noticed that, with a lot of people I encounter, is that, you know, we don't have a lot of leaders. We have a lot of followers. So one instance, I'm into, hey, I'm trying to do something for your best interest and for your own good. But, hey, look, I'm willing to trick your ass to go ahead and do it because I want to help
you.
So, but it's a lot of our people that it's just going to go ahead and go against you anyway. You know, Brother Chewbacca, you can attest to that. It's going to go against
you
any damn.
Right.
You know, so, you know, we have to build up that way of just ignoring them and just keep on going and tell them in a certain way, hey, look, I'm trying to talk to the brother and sister behind you. Could you get the fuck out the way? That's what you got to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Keep on going.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, man, I got time for this shit. But, you know, for me, I'm preparing myself because it's every day for me. And I'm like, hey, this might be a good thought just to throw it out there anyway, because I'm not probably, you know, if there's one like me, there's like 50 other thousand motherfuckers like me that are probably going to go through the same thing. We can look at a tether and be like, use a tether. But they may not be. You dig? So we conditioned ourselves probably through all this colonialism and programming to be very, visually, what do you call it, visually judgmental. Right? Visually. And it's like, that's where that colorism shit comes in. You know, we look at somebody like, no. You know what I mean? And I just sort of feel like, I don't want no obstacles. You're going to do what I tell you to do. because I'm telling you. And that's that. And he's like, I gotta go wait, because I learned very, when I recodified or re-educated myself, that there was something like passive gullibleness that I had to get out of. This motherfucker told me no. I grew up with don't ask why, just no means no, right? And he would say no, and I was just like, Or they'll be like, nope. And I really want to know why, and then I'd be like, push back. So I changed myself to push forward through that. Okay? And ask them questions. I didn't know I could do that because I was programmed differently, like ugly, in an ugly little way. Now I'm just like, man, fuck that. No, I'm telling you no. And we're going to go forward. You know? Because at some point, people like me get tired. Like how you were talking about, tired of like trying to tell people, you know, the right things to do if I've been saying it for like 10 years and they don't
you know
do it
what?
Anyway.
If you're putting in the work, but you like I said, you can't go ahead and keep talking to those, to the ones who ain't listening. They gonna keep on doing it. And, you know, and we got several groups. We got the ones who want to go ahead and try to convince you that you a fucking duck. You a duck. You fucking a duck. And, you know, and no matter how many times you go and tell them, no, I'm not involved with duck fucking and I'm not a duck. They gonna keep trying to convince
right.
you that. You know, and certain people have their agendas, and other people are just misinformed and miseducated. So it's like being a salesman. I got to convince you that this stick with this bubble gum on it and dog shit on the other end is good for your life. That's what you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
You got to come up with a spiel and stuff to go ahead and explain it to them that that's what they need.
What do you think about that in politics, like? You know, for the whole last literally year or so, we've been saying, hold your vote, right? On politics. You know, we've been like, hey, hold your vote. You know, there's nothing tangible we want to vote with. But you know secretly that it's going to show up where your people is going to be in line, right? They're going to be in line all goddamn day waiting to issue their vote. And you know when you look at the line, you know where they're going to go. You know, the allies are going to pick this one or the other, right? And you're like, God damn it, man. You know you fuckers are listening. You know you called in. You know that you know you old motherfuckers are listening. You know there's nothing right now going on. You lived through all of it. Like, what are you doing? Right? And you know it. And yet you feel like, at that point, wouldn't you just want to be like, man, just throwing it to how you motherfuckers going to be voting anyway. You really?
Yeah, but wait. Hold on, sister. Are you saying don't vote?
I've been saying that hypothetically. Yes, I've been saying that, actually,
year. I disagree with that, sister, because if you live in here, I would say don't vote if you don't live in this country. Okay?
I would say, yeah, vote in the presidential.
I mean,
vote in the local.
The local election is even better. But
go
ahead and vote because you
important.
Live in this country. You live in this country. You have to go ahead and what happens if they go ahead and they go ahead and introduce a bill, they go ahead and say, hey, look, You can only come outside with one shoe. You know, some ridiculous. Well, you got
that's
a lot of
ridiculous.
You got
to get in the office in our state, right?
So,
no, but like you're right.
You want to go ahead and
vote
sure.
in the presidential,
right?
And the presidential is the one that's the waste, right? Because
neither one of them, none of them. No, you got to vote in every last one of them because they can affect you.
Wow.
Like for me, I'm getting ready to get the fuck out of here because there was some other shit happening this morning. I made a phone call, and I'm dealing with some state employees. And I was like, man, I just rather stick my hand through this phone and snatch out your vocal cords because you telling me some bullshit. But I let it go. So I said it's another way to go ahead and do this, you know. And I got another issue here where I'm in between car insurance right now, right? Because, you know, them motherfuckers telling me, hey, look, they told me that I dropped you. And I'm like, no, motherfucker, I don't want to pay no more.
Ooh.
Y'all on some goddamn nonsense. So I looked at because I sold life and health insurance. And I know insurance is a big-ass thing. But it's like the politicians are more involved in it because they get paid from it. They get paid.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why they had all these rules and laws. And then the fucker told me, it's like, well, you had three car accidents. I said, you know what? I don't consider me being in my home and a motherfucker slamming into my car a car accident. I don't know how you get that.
Right.
He told me that you got three. And I stopped my thing. I said, wait a minute. That only happened two times. So who the fuck are you including in my post?
Yeah, who's the third one?
Yeah, so it couldn't explain it to me. And I'm like, yo, man. Hey, yo, I'm like, you know, you're protected because, you know, it's a law that you got to have insurance. And all I see is they want to go ahead and tell me, okay, well, you got those three. I said, stop saying that, man. So he told me that, well, he gave me my quote. And my quote went from, I had my stuff was like about like $1,200 for 6 months, which was cool, and because it actually went up, it was less than that before. I said okay, but now my new quote is $2,400 for 6 months. I was like, oh,
that's like a DUI on top of that or something. Like you did, like you had a major accident.
Check it out, sister. The way I'm talking to him now is the exact same way I'm talking to him. Dude got tired of listening to me and hung up. I don't give a shit. There's a lot of companies out here. Damn. It's a lot of fucking companies out here. I don't need to fuck with you. That's my money, okay? And
right,
I don't need to fucking drive any goddamn
people go
way.
To that.
Yeah,
is that a state issue or federal?
I'm trying to tell them, hey, look, I don't need to drive any motherfucking way. I got know a lot of people with cars. I can call a taxi, call an Uber. You can kiss my ass. Fuck y'all.
Right.
And you're not the only one. There's a lot of people going through that right now, Chef Rob, in different states. And I was wondering, is that a state issue or a federal issue?
No.
No, insurance is state.
It's state. If you go ahead and look it up, they got another office that deals with insurance. Okay, there's going to be set the boundaries and the statutes and the law for people selling insurance and the people buying insurance. But then you go ahead and you can, once you start looking to it, you will see that there's a lot of politicians attached to it. Once you also go ahead and see that, hey, look, their stock is going up and down and all this other shit, you're like, damn.
Oh,
so
shit.
It's money involved. The stock is going up and all that other shit. And the
politicians,
they're the number
the
one. It's a lot of insider trading going on with these motherfuckers, man. So,
right, that part.
Leave that shit the fuck alone. So, I had a petition on change.org. I hadn't been fucking with it a long time, and my issue was to change the pay of the politicians. I'm into, especially at the federal level.
Yeah.
You can't just win your ass getting like a little bit under $200,000 a year. And
we'll sign it.
Yeah, I'm gonna fix it up again. Cause I looked at it, I said, damn, I ain't did this shit in a long time. So my thing is like, I want to reduce your pay, because if you look at the history of these politicians getting paid, they just decided to get themselves a raise. They decided to get themselves an income. Hold on, let me show you something. They decided to get themselves an income. Okay. So because we doing stuff. But then when it comes to the pay raises, the public ain't involved at all. And it's been especially on the federal level. What these bastards have done is a lot of times they go ahead and have these fucking conduct these votes, introduce the bills at midnight. Late night session.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even fucking know about it till the next fucking day, and then it's all insane shit. That's another reason I ain't into the media. I don't give a fuck if you right wing, whatever. You're all full of shit, and we need to recognize that's the game. We need to get more involved in the game. Vote and go ahead and do stuff.
Jesse,
so when these motherfuckers
running for a house seat right now.
Huh?
Yep. In the state of Colorado.
I saw that. Oh, we're going to get together, man. I'm going to travel over there because I need to go and pick up some more of that good weed. But I need to go ahead.
Because you're right. I need to try the mushrooms, too.
I need to get it out. Get the word out there that, hey, look, a lot of these motherfuckers ain't got no business getting a check at all. It's like if you got I got business, right? I have business, and mostly in the restaurant business. And I do something else.
Yeah.
I got my nonprofit going. So if a person that's working for me ain't cutting the mustard, I get rid of your ass. Okay? I may go ahead and do something. Well, hey, look, you know, I got to deduct something from your partner because you did so-and-so and you fucked up. Get motherfuckers mad, want to go in and bust my car windows. I don't care. I know where you live. I could burn down your house. But I don't do it.
Right.
So I just go ahead and accept it and push on. So, you know, me going ahead and do what I do is going to hurt you even more. But you have to go ahead and be able to fire these motherfuckers a lot quicker.
Right.
You can't go ahead and be like,
right.
This so if you're not performing, you need to be gone. And that's what we need
right.
to be looking at.
That's how
I agree.
Is that how they do it, Chip Rock? You can't just fire a motherfucker. You got to vote them out.
That's pretty much
how
it
something.
Is.
Boy, you can recall.
Okay,
oh,
now here.
Man, I'm sorry, Chip. I'm sorry, Chip.
Okay, here's something. Hey, check this out, folks. Here's something I just saw up here on Stinky Bird. Okay, you all are going to love this, okay? Is everybody ready to get off in a pissed off mood? Okay, here we go.
I'm already mad.
Okay, all right.
Mad.
California is setting up a genealogy office to decide who's really descended from slaves.
What is it?
Once again.
They
California
they do it.
Is setting up a genealogy office to decide who's really descended from slaves. And
that's,
now, do you see the fuckery
about,
in this, people?
No,
do you see the fuckery in this?
They're making it
difficult
on purpose.
They said they going to do it. Yeah, they said that's for helping us. That's to help us. That's to help us. They said that. They said they were going to do it. And what did I say? What else I lean it into? I didn't even know that. See, Chewbacca, motherfucking job, he's flipping on me. I was so psychic. I didn't even know. Remember? That's what I was talking about that whole time. I didn't even know that. So you just read that. But, yeah, no.
Okay.
They said that. I'm like, that
Lady
Che. Yeah.
Lady Che, let me explain something. Let me explain something. As we all know, California, you know, is pretty much a trendsetter that starts the trend, right? So what these no-good bastards are going to do, they're going to sit up there and lie to a bunch of people, number one, right? Number two is you're going to have these Larry Elders, Leo Terrell types who's going to try to come up here and push this bullshit. Well, the genealogy office of California says that you're
They'll tell you why they can't. Because this is a Governor Newsom thing. He's the one who put that stupid task force together, only to kind of fuck with it, right? But during that time, the task force had said they were going to put a genealogy thing together to assist
us. Yeah, that was in the report.
That was in the report in the very beginning to assist us with the process, because like I was saying earlier in the show, the way they told it on the last, they didn't say nothing about the class yet or the team or whatever, but they didn't say nothing about that yet. But at that last, maybe like 2 months ago, when Dr. Trudeau and them were talking about the update and they were giving the, and I said I was doing black math by what they were saying, they were dragging it out like, you know, Governor Newsom has 3 more years. And he's already giving the pushback on the reparations, right? So just think about this. This is good and bad. You're heading towards bad, but this is good. They already said they were going to do it like a year back. Now they're putting that team together, right, to help us or help everybody in California, which should be me too. You know what I mean? But they have stipulations, so I have to really look into that on my end. But you, right? You, Chewbacca. Say, Corey, okay, you, it's there, you don't need it, but it's there to make sure that your black ass and your lineage match, right? Because everybody's going to try to
See, Lady Che, let me explain something.
It's already in the bill.
Okay, well, see, we already did our genealogy.
This is to avoid what happened during the Dallas Commission with the fire.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
Yeah,
you
don't have to worry about it, Chewbacca. It's other people like me. And there's other people that are going to have to worry about it. You just need to get in line. You know what I mean? Just stand there behind the other people that are ready. You don't got to worry about it. It's like people like for me, like I was telling you about how I don't know. I'm just barely figuring it out because I'm barely getting the information. It's for people like me. You know what I mean? They got to trace their lineage still. I can't just hop in line, but I can hop in line on that line and say, here's my information. Do your due diligence. Hit me up like a couple months or whatever. Let me know how it goes. Hey, you know what I mean? For people like me, not for you. If you already know where yours is and you trace it back, all you got to do is just probably give them your name and shit. Maybe like whatever it says.
All you got to do is be able to trace your family lineage back to the 1870s.
Yeah, and I can't. They can't. You feel me?
The first census that was issued after the Civil War. Family's name is on.
I still got to figure it out.
You qualify.
Who ain't got to do that, though, Shabazi? You good. I got to figure it out. It's for people like me who don't know. You know, they just know, but they don't know. We got to make sure that my shit match up, too, or else I don't qualify. It's already bad enough. It's only going to be only halfway qualified. But what if
okay,
I find out that I don't come in all the way?
Okay, but that's just it, though. Okay, but see, but that's just it, though, Lady J. California with its fuckery, right? Okay, just like when Brother Chad called up the California State Assembly on the reparations for California, and he gave me the number. They wouldn't let me talk, you see, it's because I was about to let them have it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but
and then too,
you got to sign up.
Okay, but hold on. Okay, but also, too, that you got to look at the fact, though, too, is that you had a lot of slaves who were brought to California during the gold rushes. Brother Isaiah had pointed out about Biddy Mason. Now, Biddy Mason was a slave in Texas. Okay, so the slave owner heard the news, gold is discovered in California. So the raping, slave trading pedophile that owned her family, he brings her all the way up there to Sutter's Mill, mind you, Sutter's Mill. Now, keep in mind, Texas is in the southern U.S., right? So which means is they had to travel all across Texas, all across New Mexico, all across Arizona. Then when they got to California, then they had to travel northbound in California to get up there to El Dorado County, you know, where the gold was discovered at, you know, over there off of Highway 49, as they call it. Get it, you know, 1849, gold's discovered, Highway 49, you know what I mean, and what have you. And so then on the way back, when they was hauling the gold, you know, back to the great state of Texas, down there with Governor Bud and Senator Ted Cruz and all them good old boys and all that bullshit. The sheriff of L.A. County had intervened on them and told her that she was not a slave here in California. It's because blacks was coming out here, too, and they told Biddy Mason, you know, that she was free. So the sheriff, you know, told the slave trader, hey, man, get your ass here up out of California. Yes, it's because she's free. So then what Biddy Mason did, thanks to our East Coast correspondent, Brother Isaiah, okay, and we got to research a story on her. She started her some businesses down in downtown Los Angeles on Spring Street, you see what I'm saying, and wound up becoming a millionaire. You see what I mean? Okay,
yes.
So you got to look at it like that. So therefore, then what Hollywood is going to do, okay, is that they're going to get these hands.
She came from where?
Texas. She was a slave in Texas.
So she was born there. She was born on plantation.
She was born in the slavery. Okay.
So that right there. That stopped right there. She was born into slavery. So slavery was already here. That means she's still from the soil, and she could still trace the shit if she was alive. Still trace the shit back to whatever slave bore her.
Okay, but also, too, you also had, you know, the slave patrollers who that the police evolved from. This is what I argue with Sarge all about.
It don't matter. Shibaka, it don't matter because at some point your family's lineage has to trace back at least to that. You could be here. You're the first people that have been here, right? But they might have got caught here, you know, and kidnapped into slavery.
Here, right? Because remember, they came here, it took the land. So they took the people on the land, put them in slavery, gave them names. So, you can trace it back. What generations into it already? We just got enemies for two years, 3 years.
We were on their ass, Shibaka. Like, seriously, me and Jesse have been on their ass, like, literally following it from the moment it started till right now. Reading and everything. So we're thoroughly engrossed with this little piece right here because it's a slow cooking process. Because the first one, right, Jesse, the first one wasn't, like, right. It wasn't correct. The first bill they tried to put through, right? It's like garbage or some shit.
Yeah, they're trying to make it for all black people.
Yeah. And this is
okay.
Specific.
Okay, but the thing is, though, you see, is that, you know, we have circumnavigated the globe, you know, centuries, you know, before that cave dweller had left Europe with his funky, nasty, stinking asses, because, as you know, they did not believe in babies.
If we had already circumnavigated the globe,
that's what we always say, see your colonizer?
It would make sense that we were already here before that stinking Columbus disaster even came over to the
part of the world. You're right.
And what they don't tell us is a lot of the black indigenous people that were here were
we got kidnapped because
Negroes.
They're in here. That's what I just said, Shabugga. I said they stole the land, stole the people on the land, right, and put them into slavery. So that's what
right.
You got people that came over from all the different areas, like the Bearwood, right? But you got the people here, the indigenous here, the black people here.
Okay, but keep in mind, Lady J, as Brother Thomas, you know, explained to us that you had a lot of the quote-unquote Native Americans make slaves out of Africans as well, too. You say one of them was
the
Seminole.
It was five civilized nations. That the cops always said that, we're going to kill the Indian, but we're going to spare the man. So basically, you're honorary Caucasian.
But Shabaka, you're right, though. You're right. In this sense, like, you know, you really think about it, as long as it happened here during that time, you know, because we don't know who took it from. When they pulled up on them boats, who was just over there just, you know, playing in the water, gathering fish. We don't know who they stole right away, right off that.
Okay, no, I'm going to tell you,
Roots,
Lady Jay.
Wait, remember Roots? Okay,
I remember
they
Roots.
They were all on the same ride, and some of the Africans were speaking to some of the natives, but they didn't know they were natives. They didn't really look black, and they couldn't understand each other at all, but they were just the simple motion of it. They connected with each other.
Mm-hmm.
It was so hard to teach one English or how to talk. Remember?
Jesus, remember
Pizza Day.
Lady K.
Think about it.
Okay, but Lady Chair, I did remember when the miniseries did come on, but I also read the book as well, too. And then, as you know, and the book is like 800 pages long, so if you're ever going to read Roots, you know, give yourself at least 30 days, okay? And what had happened was, is that, okay, but also, too, what Haley had did, although they tried to say that Haley plagiarized this or what have you, they tried to really discredit Haley. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's because he was speaking of some harsh truths. Now, one thing, and I'm sure you agree with me on this here, Chef Rob, is that American folklore has done a lot to hide the fact that the slaves had the whip used on them. You see what I'm saying? It's because I was looking at some bullshit on PBS where this black family and this white family, you know, had traced their ancestry, right? Okay, so then they found out, bang, they found a nexus point, you know, on a plantation system. So now get this here, people. Now this is really to show you how fucked up the slave mentality is. Okay, so then they're going to sit up there and say that they were relatives. Now, of course, you know, you had the rape and slave trade and pedophile, right? That's not your relative. That there was the motherfucker who owned your damn family. You see what I mean?
Yeah, I saw that. And, I see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay. Well, basically, Lady K, that's what it was. You see? And so how the hell are you going to sit up here and say that this is your family when in actuality, you know, this was the slave trader that owned your family?
They didn't even want to give up nothing. Yeah, I remember something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
It was like, how you going to repair it? We'll talk about it, you know. And they didn't want to give up shit, really.
Okay, so I'm kind of like on the fence with this. I'm supportive of it both ways. But so I'm going to lean toward going ahead and making this database and go ahead and collecting our information. But I think there's a serious monitoring system to it. Because what you going to do with that fucking information later on? okay?
Right.
That's going through my mind. So I'm on the fence with this, but I want to go ahead. But to say this, it's a start. Because a lot of people are not even going here recognize that. You got groups of individuals in this fucking country that go ahead and tell you that slavery, that shit never happened.
So that's the part that kills me. Chef Rob. I do come across some bullshit like
that's
that.
What I'm talking about.
So this is an admission that it did happen. So stop trying to rewrite the history books. So I'm on the fence with this one, but and would convince me if I see that, hey, look, it was a serious monitoring system where you go here and have people from the old Black Panther Party, new Black Panther Party, every fucking black group that's out here go ahead on that party.
Right.
We monitoring this shit. And where that and if you're going to go ahead, because you know they're going to get paid for doing this study, right? So just another way to go ahead and employ some of our people to get some of our people involved. Yeah, I'm on the fence
with that.
Collect that information, but hey, look, I want to be on the part with what you doing with that information. Where you going, homie? Don't stick nothing in your pocket. Come here, partner.
I can dig it,
Chef Rob.
And
the first one that needs to be jacked up on that Chef Rob, is Henry Louis Gates. He's the first one that should be jacked up on that. Now, let me show
you
something about Henry Louis Gates.
Black.
Okay, but let me show you something right here, Lady Chat. You remember when first became the president and Dr. Gates had locked himself out of his mansion, so he went on and scaled the fence to his gate, and then the police came up there and roughed him up a little bit and all that shit, and so what the fuck did Barack Obama say? But yeah, Barack Obama says, oh, well, let's get the police officer along with Dr. Gates, and let's sit here at the White House and have a beer, beer.
Right. Let me give you something else here. So you're gonna do that for that one individual. What about every fucking day you got damn near hundreds of this shit going on and you ain't did nothing?
Oh yeah, it's not equal. It's not equal.
Right.
And definitely not black.
This damn DOJ didn't
it's
do
not
nothing to stop the police killing. Or killings of our unarmed brothers.
Like I said, it's not equal or black.
Right. So if you got this and you already said that your cop already made a mistake, I don't know what was the outcome. I know that they go in and have their fucking non-alcoholic beers. I remember part of that. But my thing is this.
Yeah.
Why in the hell you didn't do this shit for all these other motherfuckers out here? That would have eliminated the Philando Castile thing here. That would have eliminated a whole
Cousin,
if
they could have sat down, drunk a beer, and drew up a policy, they could have did that.
Okay,
I mean,
then the cop
some good outcome out of it, but they didn't.
Right, but then the cop that was involved, did he get disciplined?
No. The Asian community came out for him. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they came out there. You know
thing,
that bullshit.
We got to change. We need an example. We need to make a good example out of a motherfucker that fucks up and does the bad. Because in my imaginary dreams of grandeur, right? Yeah, you ain't getting away with fucking touching a black person like that. That's an act of terrorism. That's an act of white supremacy. That's an act of terrorism. You gonna get him, you know what I mean? And by what way is the other? Well, good for the goose, good for the gander, right? So if you kill a brother or sister or kid, something like that, a black person, you should get managed the same way. Okay, I can't manage you, then let me manage your finances. I want anything you got. Oh, you put it somewhere. Let me take it from your wife. Let me take it from your mama. Let me get it from you. Because they're not getting any punishment, really. They're satisfactory. By the time the punishment come down, it's been 4 or 5 years. They kind of have some time to well, this is what I got, right? It looks ugly when you take the settlement. It looks ugly when you wait that long. And they don't give you what justice looks like. Only we truly know what's going to make us feel right if something bad happened to one of us here. Okay? So I don't think that these punishments or whatever, because you get to cry, like when I was running for office, they start crying. Oh, it's only been 2 weeks. And they're like, well, we don't know what to do. We don't know if we're still so scared of it. Like, come on, man. You can't even tell me. I'm from L.A. You can't tell me you're scared to shoot somebody. Since when? You're scared to do something to somebody. Come on, now y'all terrorize everything. You scared all of a sudden to pull a brother over? Yeah, right. You think you have the power. The white is the power, right, to terrorize black folks.
So they need to be sternly punished. Like, if you shoot somebody, is it wrong? If you are, you know, unearthed, what's good for the goose, good for the gander, and they want
right.
you to feel like that. But we shouldn't feel like that. We just have to figure out how to make us get the justice that is satisfactory for the event. You feel me? Because it's wrong. It's wrong. It's an act of terrorism. It really is. It's an act of white supremacy. I don't give a fuck what they were on that day. I don't care. You did it. Your mind is thinking anti-black. You did it. Your mind is on the racism
the
shit. You did
arm
it.
Of it.
Yeah.
That's an enforcement arm of racism and white supremacy. And we really just need to come
mm-hmm.
to grips with that. They're not here
to come in all nine areas.
They're not here
racism.
To do us any good.
Period.
And then I just seen recently, I don't know if y'all heard, but there was an outage in your neck of the woods, Shabaka, in three other states where our 911 was on an outage, and people could not get through the 911.
Oh, brother, hold up. Was that yesterday?
Yeah, I think it was yesterday.
Oh, man, let me show you something, brother. Let me show you where I was at, and I was in Chicago, and the motherfucking lights. I was at the VA hospital in the dentist's office, and they had just started about to drill in my mouth. And the lights started flicking. I was like, oh, what the fuck? What is going on? And the lights went off.
They said it's that time.
That, I was like, man, he could have been right in the middle of doing something in my mouth.
Oh, my
and the
God.
Fucking lights went off.
Oh, man, he could have killed you. Did
yeah,
else.
Yeah.
Hey, but this is just a sign, family. What do you think that means?
Yeah.
I think it means.
I mean, I'm at the VA hospital. I experienced this when I was in foreign countries, but never like this. And I'm at the VA hospital. You know how much money
they have a generator. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Like, where's the generator?
They got several. So how in the hell? Hold on, sister. Let me show you something. So brother just mentioned they got backup generators. I think they got three or four. So how the fuck did goddamn lights get off? But why they go off when I'm sitting in the fucking chair?
Yeah.
It's a plan. Like I was trying to say, mm-hmm. but you know, last year, I think 17, don't quote me on the, I got to look at the numbers. Don't quote me on the numbers. They were the power, the fucking power, the power plants,
power grid.
The energy plants, yeah,
uh-huh.
were hit by white supremacists in different areas. They were, it was
mm-hmm.
back, white supremacists. Or that, maybe not white supremacists, or they don't want to write that. White folk, okay? Attacked each fucking power plant separately, right? Different times of these last year, right? Just think about it. This was last year. This week or last week, I think it was this week, when we had,
we had an outage here in Denver.
They shut Xcel Energy, shut off power. They did it intentionally to a certain part of the area, right? They shut the fucking power off. Didn't tell nobody they were going to do it. Didn't do it before. They probably covered it up under the energy, the elements, right? They shut it off, and people were upset because
mm-hmm.
they didn't really give an answer back, right? But we got these high-ass bills.
Right,
okay?
Yeah.
High-ass bills. So everybody's like, what the fuck is going on? But this just only leads me to say, if we haven't been paying attention to all the media or all the shit that's been going on, this is like the signs where we probably just need to really, instead of talking about it, actually really gather, like the boys, like the Panthers, they're already on it. You know, they were anyway before, where they were talking about protecting ourselves, growing food, doing it ourselves, right? And sucking
mm-hmm.
that shit off grid. Because that's where they're going to go. Every time Shabak is talking about it, the lights are going to go off and we're going to be a FEMA camp. Right? In the desert. They're going to turn the water off, right? Don't you say that, Shabak? This is exactly where that's going. And then you're going to see it's going to be like the dystopian fucking shit they've been setting us up to look at for the last motherfucking 15 years. On movies and TV shows and whatnot.
Water World.
Yeah. But fuck, you know, so it's basically saying we should probably just think ahead, because if that could happen to you, Chef Rob, what do you think about who's on ventilators or who's going through chemo or, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I'm in the hospital, sister. I'm in a hospital, okay? I'm in a hospital on the dentist floor at Hines Hospital, Hines Veteran Hospital. It's a lot of rooms there. So it could have been doing any other type of procedure. And these lights started. Well, I'm sitting and laying in the chair. I was like, hold on. I started thinking because the lights was flickering at first. I was like, oh, is it my time? Am I dying? What the fuck is going on? So the fucking lights just went straight out. Okay, then like the emergency lights came on and shit. And I was like, okay. Then the lights came back on. I was like, oh man, okay. So I don't, you know. I go to that one because it's like four different hospitals. I think it's like four.
Mm-hmm.
I know I've been to three of them here. So I might have to go a little drive a little further and go to another hospital.
I can dig it though. Yeah. It could happen anywhere. So Chef Rock, like I'm in and out the hospital. I got my little top three favorites, right? But it could happen anywhere. And it's only made me want to say this to the state thing, right? Maybe we need to get like when Jesse was hope and pray, just get into where the state house is because we're gonna have to amend these motherfucking gun bills for us because if that happens, right? So shit go down while you're in the just hypothetical. And I saw The Walking Dead. I'm just like that first episode, right? Dude's in a coma. He wakes up, and you know shit's going down, and there's nobody around. Everybody's dead, right? But shit's cracking off, right? He had to protect himself and get the fuck out of the hospital and then go, you know, meander around. Like, just think about it. We're going to have to amend these laws, these gun laws, not for them folk, but for us, to protect us, for us to be able to protect ourselves. Because, you know, 90% of the time, you got a gun and you ain't trying to really do nothing with it yet. Well, yet, you know what I mean? I'm just saying. And you can't be carrying it nowhere. Can't be anywhere.
Hold on.
We always got to ask where's our papers. You know what I mean?
Hold on, sister. You just said something. Let me get to something that, you know, part of what you said. I'm part of that 5% that if I got a pistol, I'm going to use that motherfucker if necessary.
Oh, okay? Yeah.
Right.
I'm gonna use it when I'm ready.
I'm gonna light your ass up. It might depend on what kind of mood I'm in, because I might make you go ahead and do some skips and jumping and drop your drawers and keep on running.
Exactly.
But if you try to go ahead and harm me, oh no, I'm gonna show you.
I'm using it.
Yeah, if you try to harm me, I'm gonna show you.
Yeah, in our state, a motherfucking white Republican left his Glock on a motherfucking bathroom counter, took a dump, left the motherfucker, janitor picked it up, called a representative, called back and said, you know, I left some stuff in the bathroom, right? If it was me and my mind, my degenerate little mind, was like, oh, shit, I done found me a white Republican burner. Yeah, you know what I mean? That's mine. I don't know what you left. I wasn't there. I'm tapping out of work. I'm clicking out. Bye, buddy. I'm going home. I done found me a white man Republican burner. You know it's clean, maybe. You know what I mean? In my house, he has come back to his peace. So many times in our state, a motherfucking state house representative has been caught with a pistol. This leads me to wonder, okay, why you leave the house, big fat white man? Why you leave the house with this Glock? One, why you didn't leave it in the truck? Two, and then you go into the house to have an agenda or whatever, right? And that's a boring ass job. I watched it for 2 hours the other day. Boring motherfucking job at the house, just talking about bills and shit, right? Why the fuck you got your pistol in the building? Are you intending on going postal? There's really only 9 black people, but just saying. Are you intending on going postal? Are you intending on killing somebody from your house in the truck?
Yeah, wait a minute.
Sister,
hold on. You just offended me. Let's slow down here for a minute. Okay? I'm retired from the post office, okay? I'm retired from the post office, so be nice to us.
Oh, okay. My great
I'm sorry. Rob, you quit. Are you intending on going ham in the fucking, in the house seat? You know what I mean? Just randomly because you've been there for 12 hours or you started a bill, like you said, at midnight and you got to come back at 6 and talk about this fucking bill that everybody's going to have yes or no arguments that they're 15-minute long speeches for. You know? Like, what? Why did you bring the pistol in the building? Why did you bring it out to L.A.? What do you got to protect yourself for? You drive to work. Nobody's going to pay attention to you, but are they? That's the question. That's my question of the day. Why do white folks bring the pistols in the state house and leave them in random places and then forget them? Like, you know, that, like, who takes the gun off Leave it on. Okay, you took it off your pad. Okay, cool. But what? Don't you gotta wash your hands? See, that's just showing you don't wash your hands.
I may, this may not go well, but I'm on the fence on the whole gun issue too. Even though I'm a vet, and I go ahead, I light your ass up when you, and I bet not beating, you know. Most times if I'm drinking or something like that, I'm really a loving person. It's like, yo, man, get your hands off me. Hey, man, I'm a loving person. But, you know, we all got that level. We all got that point where you push somebody to that point and they're going to go over it, okay? But for me, I think that a lot of, like, the gun violence, you know, people go ahead and talk about, it should be more of a thing of, because a lot of times it's associated with crime, you know, the individuals got guns. And it should be one of those things where, hey, look, what about the prevention thing? What is the program to forget to prevent individuals to want to go ahead and have a pistol, but want to just walk around and go ahead and be a brave ass motherfucker until they go ahead and get knocked out and get his pistol taken? So
I don't know. I get mad. I have a pistol. Yeah, I don't necessarily go to that.
But do we need it all the time? I'm one of the ones, I won't consider myself lucky, because it was horrible to see some serious destruction that different weapons and bullets and bombs and all that shit do. Okay,
yeah.
So it does bother me.
Then
the way I grew up, you know, I didn't grow up in the fucking suburbs. Shit, I was in and out of the projects and homeless when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
So it's stuff that I saw.
When I get
like,
mad.
You know, but why are you getting mad? Hello?
Yeah, we still here, Chef Rob. We're just in overtime.
Okay, we cool. Brother, you know, I want to hear more about where you stand on your platform as far as you go ahead and becoming an elected official. What are the issues you running on?
I'm running on a Black First Agenda, Chef Rob. Quiet as it's kept. Mm-hmm. But I'm running on justice. I want justice for our people. I want mm-hmm. justice for our unhoused, not just goddamn migrants. I'm not in support of these open borders. I'm not in support mm-hmm. of this sanctuary city shit, because we ain't got no damn sanctuary. So until black people got sanctuary, I'm definitely not in support of this. So mm-hmm. I'm pretty much, I guess I would say I'm right-leaning with my views.
Yeah, you are.
I'm not supporting this democratic bullshit they've been pushing here. Like, they're trying to take guns away from people out here. Like, they just passed this red flag law where if you've been deemed by some form crazy, you can't own a gun.
One of my relatives.
If you've been deemed a threat, you can't own a gun. So these laws are indirectly or directly unintended consequences that are going to affect our people. You know, mm-hmm. the saying, if America...
Pick one of them and tell us how it's going to directly and indirectly affect our people. Well, how would it go ahead and deal with our people? Pick one of those things. And I'm just trying to give me a little bit more insight. Give me a little bit more about what it is.
Okay, well, it's already, felons can already own guns. They're trying to keep the kids from getting the guns,
mm-hmm.
which makes sense. They're trying to limit these mass shootings. But what they're not mm-hmm. dealing with is the ideology that's coming along with this. And at the end of the day, it's their people that's doing this shit. That's shooting up mm-hmm. these schools, shooting up these theaters, shooting up whatever. So them trying to stop their people from it's also going to affect our people, because it's going to make our people more vulnerable, because we won't have no means to protect ourselves. That's where I'm at with it, because they always label us, you know, mentally ill. They go out their way to give us felonies.
Mm-hmm. True. Go ahead, brother. I'm sorry.
I'm for the Second Amendment, especially for black people. Mm-hmm. They're trying to make it where they can have abortions, because there's too many white women that's having abortions. So the white birth rate is going down. It's at minus birth rate. So they're pushing that heavy. And we know, just from our study, that black children are aborted more so than any other group of children in this country. And so that is directly affecting us. As far as the housing, we can't afford to live here anymore.
I can't afford to live here. I just told you I'm going back to Columbia.
Right.
And I get good. I get pretty good money every month.
Correct. And the job wages aren't keeping up. But they're still not keeping up with the cost of living. The cost of living has quadrupled within the last 10 years. So it's hard for people to keep up. And our people, unfortunately, make a large percentage of not only the prison and jail population, but of the homeless population. It mm-hmm. don't matter what mm-hmm. state that we're in. And they mm-hmm. keep telling us out here we only like 4 or 3% of the state.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't believe that, but that's what they keep telling us. And we basically shouldn't be prioritized because we make up such a small percentage of the state. But yet they want to pass all this legislation that is still going to affect us, whether they want to admit it or not. We know, but they don't want us to know. And like we've been saying, those of us that do know, some of us want to spread that knowledge, some of us want to keep it to ourselves. So it's definitely an education that is needed. But I'm a supporter of Second Amendment rights. We deserve to have the right to protect ourselves. I'm not saying that you should carry a gun around all day, every day, everywhere you go. That's not what I'm saying. But if you got it, you know, and the threat is posed to you on your life in person, then you should be able to have the right to exercise it by any means necessary. That's just me. I'm a Panther Cub, so I can't sugarcoat it.
Panther Cub. Okay, that's good to know. But my thing is, one of my thing is that okay? I lack the education on it. Maybe I lack the knowledge and background. Maybe I didn't research it enough. But I the Second Amendment sounds good. But for what it was and when it was put in place at that time.
Correct.
I think that part of the Second Amendment today is just a reason for individuals just to walk around with guns. Okay? And to provoke
that's the problem I have with it. You do have psychotic people that's running around with guns in the halls of power.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That can do crazy shit like that. You have that intent, then no, you shouldn't own a gun. If your intent is to protect you, yourself, your family, then yes, you should have a gun. You should have the right to have a gun. I'll put it like that. You should have the right to have a gun. But they really want to take gun owner rights away, like, heavily. And I just can't get with it.
Yeah, I'm just saying that and I mentioned prevention. So it's one of those things where for individuals to walk around with a pistol, weapon, whatever, you know, even certain knives, and you're involved in going ahead and hurting, harming, and stealing from another person, you know, that's when I say, hey, look, you know, how do we prevent individuals from having that mindset? And they go ahead, to me, ease my conscience that, you know, some shit going to break out and everybody going to be throwing bullets. So I'm into protecting myself. I mean, shit, if I got to use my car to run your ass over with, I will. And I keep saying these things, and mm-hmm. I mean this shit 100%. I ain't just talking. So and individuals go ahead, and I'm going to bring up something, you know, go back to something I was saying. I grew up not in the suburbs, and I grew up mm-hmm. in rough areas. As a matter of fact, one of the areas I grew up in, or close to it, I'm living there right now. So okay. Individuals go ahead and listen to me, and they be like, oh, man, you don't know nothing about such and such. You know, you go ahead and say such and such. I've had even people go ahead and tell me, you know, question me, question my race. You know, who are you? And I'm like, I don't think I sound like that. I mean, but, you know, whatever, you know. But right after high school, you know, I joined the military. So it began to change my mindset even further, and it started to show me some other stuff. That, hey, look, how to be a man, because my dad wasn't there. Fuck that part.
Yeah.
My dad wasn't there. So
yeah.
my mom used to go ahead and tell me, hey, look, you know, I fucked a broomstick, and that's how you got here. So I go ahead and go on. A lot of fathers need to be in the home, too. But it's a lot of stuff lessons that we were not taught. And individuals don't go ahead and review their own life and go back and say, huh, it was stuff I didn't need to do. And then come back and go ahead and try to help. It has to work on the thing where we have to get along to a point, especially being black. Okay, you have to. For me, being of African descent, and I love saying that because I know it's true. But I love going ahead and saying that, and I don't go ahead and try to put nobody down. I try to go ahead and keep people on the right keel so we can get along. So I can prevent you from trying to hurt somebody that looks like you. Stop you from hurting somebody to look like you. It's just not necessary. It's not that, you know, it's really not that necessary. We need to go ahead and do what we need to do to go ahead and get along, because other individuals are looking at us, and they go ahead and consider you a volunteer for the Ku Klux Klan, a volunteer for the Aryan Nation. Because you doing
that. You remember that movie, it's funny you bring that up. You remember that movie, Tell from the Hood, and the last story before they met?
No.
Got the shit. He remember that scene where he is in
the
cage.
No, I don't remember the movie. I don't remember the movie, brother.
Okay, so this brother, he was an own gang member, right? He killed like at least 20 black people. I believe he was in Pelican Bay or San Quentin. They was doing this psychological testing on him. And they had them strapped, like completely strapped from hands, feet, everything bound to this damn machine. And they're showing him, before they put him in the machine, they showed him in a cell next to a neo-Nazi KKK member, like straight up Aryan Brotherhood, white power, white is right type of motherfucker, right? So the motherfucker, he's all tatted up and he got swastikas and tail ends and all that shit, right? And the brother is looking at him like, oh, hell no, right? And the Caucasoid is like, well, you should be proud, or we need you on our team. Look how many ends you kill.
Yeah,
I'm paraphrasing.
Right.
That's basically what he told him. And
he was
like,
he's right. And
that's what it's become. See, these gangs initially were created to protect us from the neo-Nazis, the Klan, the white lynch mobs. That's why the Crips and Bloods and GDs and Vice Lords were created. Then, as we know, the government got involved with COINTELPRO, put the guns, put the drugs. We don't own no gun manufacturers. We damn sure don't own any ships, boats, or planes to fly any of this shit in.
Go back a little bit. It's even a lot of brothers out here who shooting guns but can't even make the bullets. Don't even know the first thing about making bullets.
Yeah, that part. Right. It's like if you're gonna go into that line of work, if you will, we know how to break your gun apart, put it back together, make the bullet. We don't need none of that on a collective basis. I know that type of shit, but it's very few. Very few.
Shit. I remember growing up watching my next door neighbor. Let me show you something. My next door neighbor growing up was a vet. But he also worked for the newspaper, living in the projects. Like, that's kind of strange, ain't it? But on the back, right, in the back of his house, he used to make bullets sometimes. And I used to watch that shit when I was a short. I used to watch it, and I'm like, you know, like 10, 11 years old, and like, you know, what do you get this like cauldron there, and he's melting down different metals, and he's pouring it in that, and going and pouring it in that, and putting this little powder in such and such, and squeezing it in and everything. I'm like, damn. Then he would go ahead, like, shave the top of it, and he'd create it. I watched him, and he didn't just do it once or twice. He would do it almost, even when it was snow outside. I used to watch him, look out my window and watch him. So that, you don't see, I don't know too many people like that. Maybe if I go to another area, I probably see it. But we got individuals who want to throw these bullets, and they don't even know how to go ahead and do that. Some individuals, we got a lot of, I hate to say this, we got a lot of uneducated motherfuckers. They don't have no skills to go ahead and do shit. Right. So it's one of those things where, hey, look, how do we get them educated? And I always say start early and start young. But the problem that you have is like when certain little, you know, cooking programs I was trying to work on, you got the other stuff that they're more interested in. You know, got the other nonsense that they're more interested in. Bringing them out to an area and taking them out to a couple of areas far from the city and like, okay, you know, don't you want to hang out? Nah, I got to go back to the city where the action's at. This is too quiet for me and stupid stuff like that. Like, I can sleep in it. No, this is where you should be. This is where you should be hanging out. You know, you don't need that other stuff, man. That is some nonsense. That's set up so you can get messed up. But you mentioned something else about COINTELPRO.
Right.
How is it that we would let these an individual like that or infiltrate your group go ahead and fuck over your group? I understand that they'll go ahead and do stuff behind you.
Because unfortunately, I say because I'm a Panther cub. The Panthers were letting in all kinds of mugs. We didn't know who the hell these people were. And it was very, toward the end of the demise of the original Black Panther Party, there were so many infiltrators within it from all these different groups. Because, we're going to do a Rainbow Coalition. We're going to do that shit was the biggest, worst thing we could have done. That's why
I ain't into that either.
And others branched off and said, fuck all this. We creating an all-black liberation army. Like, no. No, we're not dealing with the mugs. No, y'all can all be all-inclusive, integrative over there. We're not doing that shit over here. And that's why...
I had read the same thing. But yeah, I'm going to show you something that really messed me up when I had... I wish I had saved it, because I used to just record a lot of this shit and to go ahead and try and play on my show. But I was just so it was just so jaw dropping that the Black Panther Party was letting in a lot of individuals. True, okay. And one of the individuals they let in was a Chinese dude who happened to be for FBI.
Yep.
I was like, what the? How the hell y'all do that?
Yeah, that's what I said when I read it. What the hell? Like I'm like,
hold on, brother. Let me show you this. If you want to, I'm going to look for it. And if I send it, if I find that link, it's a YouTube video on him.
Yeah, it is. And he's mentioned in the Hidden Colors series as well.
Yeah.
You can see that came out. Yeah. Yeah. Like, they want to think it's just William O'Neill who brought down Fred Hampton in Chicago. But it was all kinds of us that were non-black. That were part of the Panthers that systematically went out their way to sabotage what the Black Panthers were doing. And all we were doing was educating our people on how to use their Second Amendment rights to protect themselves and feeding the children. That's all we were doing.
Did you see that other brother that was in New York? It was another brother, and he got a video, and you can see on his face, man, he seemed like he was happy doing what he was doing. That, you know, when they was going ahead,
And one of the tenets was an immediate end to the police brutality against our people, against black people, period. We want immediate end to that, and we want you to free our political prisoners.
Right.
And that was a problem.
Right. Yeah, it was crazy. I wanted to show you the one other, that it was another Negro that was going here sabotaging the entertainers in New York. And this dude, was also going ahead, was happy to be involved with them because he knew they had links to the Black Panther Party. They had like these workshops and theaters and stuff like that. This dude was bragging on going ahead how he was, and the look on his face was like he was just happy he had done it. That he would go ahead and set up, you know, put the gasoline and alcohol and balloons and under different buildings and put them in the basement and go ahead and cause a fire, and the thing just went up. And different stuff he did to sabotage them. The thing about the balloon stuck out in my mind because I was like, man, you really could have hurt somebody really bad. And I think the reporter had asked him that. He said, I was trying to make sure that nobody hit it. But he said one time, I don't know if he said it was like Sam Cooke or somebody, one big name he mentioned. He said he came back into the building and almost caught.